I just had some breakfast and this thought hit me like a ton of bricks, and this should explain the Clado land to the T. So you know what the Bible says. It says, don't go by your own, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. If you listen to enough preachers, you'll see that they say, don't follow your own understanding, trust the word. And you can actually look at Galatians 5, 19, 20, and 21 and see the mindset of the flesh creature. You can look at Galatians 5, 22 and see the mindset of the spirit creature. Now, if you can look at Galatians 5, 19 and discern the thoughts of the all flesh creatures. If you can read Proverbs and you can discern the thoughts of all scorners, if the Bible is telling you what the scorner, the lost, the unsaved, the flesh mind, the Jezebel, you know how the Jezebel thinks because of Proverbs. You know how the narcissist thinks because of Galatians 5:19. If the Bible is written and you can know how the evil person thinks by what the Bible says about them, and by trusting the word, it can keep you safe from these kind of people, then the word is the script of every clay creature down here. In other words, what I'm saying is, if that Bible describes every kind of person out there, then that Bible is your source. It comes from the source. Jesus is the source. That Bible was spoken by men of God, moved by the Holy Spirit. It was compiled into a book. So God spoke through these prophets of old, and so it was written down and compiled, and you can use the script that was written in the 5D. You can read it in the 2D. It was written in the 5D, his words forever settled in heaven. And you can use it in the 3D to function down here. In other words, all you have to do is read Ezekiel and see what the magician priest class is doing in secret. All their rituals and stuff like that. The magician priest class is doing stuff in secret to try to rise up, you know, try to tell the future. They want to tell the future so they can buy the right stock or whatever. The prophets don't need that. They know that God's going to take care of them, and they can actually prophesy, and it's not going to be the characters in the script never change. It's just a repeat. There's nothing new under the sun. What happened of old is happening today. Long story short, my point is, mankind thinks he's outside the word, especially the unsaved. They think they're slick. They think they can hide from the truth. So I've got a renter who I had to kick out yesterday, give him a 30-day notice, and they think they can get over. You know, they think they can live outside of being seen, but they can't. Their words, their body language, their actions, everything about them, people that hang around, everything about them reveals the truth. They can't. Nobody can hide from God. And if nobody can hide from God, nobody can hide from his word. So if the word is the script, and the Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 to trust the word, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, he shall direct your path. He's going to show you the upright way to walk, and he's going to show you the people who are not upright. And through his word, through his spirit, he's going to tell you to stay away from them because they're nothing but trouble. Eventually, if they're a Galatians 5:19, eventually it's going to lead to murder, death, suicide, stuff like that. Stay away from them. A lot of them, they don't want to actually do the work themselves, so they're going to lie about you to get one of their people to try to hurt you because they believe a lie, you know. One of the reasons you want to speak up the truth out of your mouth is for people to know who you really are and not the lies that people try to put out there. Because these vigilantes, they believe a lie. They want to take somebody out, you know, because they believe a lie. Sad. Speaking up actually protects you. As long as you do it in a generic way. You don't want to pinpoint actual people. You want to talk about the archetype, the types and shadows out there. And so the types and shadows of a Galatians 5:22 person are love, joy, peace, goodness, temperance, faith. The types and shadows of an evil person is Galatians 5:19, 20, 21. Witchcraft, sorcery, bitterness. You know a witch is bitter. You know a drunk is bitter. You know they think about hurting somebody, murder in their heart, because it's in there. You know that all they're doing is running. You know Delilah's running from house to house speaking things she ought not. That's in the Bible. You know the saved woman, she's industrious about her keeping her own home. She's not worried about other people's homes. She's worried about keeping her own home. She's running her household. The good woman's running her own household. She's not running somebody else. She's not running the streets trying to run somebody else's household. She's not sleeping around. She's married to one person. You know the Jezebel. You know the Delilah. The word doesn't lie. They can talk a big talk, but the word never lies. They don't line up with the word, stay away from them. Don't get me wrong, everybody makes mistakes, but if they're justifying it, you know what that is. Jeremiah 3, Israel and Judah, they justified themselves before God, and they went under every green tree worshiping Baal. If they're justifying themselves, that means they're not able to be convicted anymore, probably. Or they're just not to that point yet. God might have to break them to convict them. But long story short, what I'm trying to get at is, it's written. It is. Jesus said, it is written. It is written. It is written. You're not outside the script. You're not outside the hologram. And so if it's written, it means it's wholly written. It's holographically written. It's completely written. And so if it's written completely, then you're a character in the script. And so God is writing on the tablet of your heart. And that tells you the hologram, the Bible says, God's word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Spirit, soul, joints, marrow, intents, and thoughts of the heart. So it's all written. Spirit, soul, body, mind, heart. It's the word of God, the truth, is written at every level. Heart, mind, soul, spirit, everywhere. So if you know the word, you know what somebody's going to do before they do it. Maybe not today, but eventually, because of the words out of their mouth. tells you what's happening. People think they can get outside the script, but they can't. It's impossible.